This is Guildcast, Episode 2, for November 27, 2005. Hey everybody, welcome back to Guildcast. This is episode 2, and I'm Sean. And today I just wanted to talk a little bit about a few different things. First of all, I want to make some corrections from the premiere episode. I got a lot of people, well, a couple people, emailing me about the that rank 12 emote that's out, that came out with the last update. And I believe what I said was, I don't even know what the other 11 are. Well, turns out that I've learned that there's actually not 11 other ones. There's like 3 other ones. There's one for rank 3, 6, and 9. And now there's one for 12. So now there's 4 of them. I believe that's right. If I'm wrong on that, be sure to flame me as much as you need. Also, I did mention about this being what I thought was the only Guild Wars podcast. Well, it turns out I did a Google search for it, and I didn't find any. But I did find one, but it was a Spanish language one. But then what I didn't do, and I did do since then, was check it out on iTunes. And it turns out there have been 2 other ones for Guild Wars, and one is actually named Guildcast, which is weird, but I have the guildwars.com name, so screw them. No. Both of the old, the other one I believe was called Ascalon City Morning News or something like that, I don't know. But both of them only had one episode, and one of them, their one and only episode was back in July, and the other one, I believe, was last month, October. So far, here I am with 2 episodes, doing better than them. So I can say I'm the best Guild Wars podcast. Maybe I could say that. I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to talk about some things. There has been there's a little bit of news. There hasn't been an update yet. They're starting another contest for PvP templates. What they're going to do is they're going to get the top 20 guilds as of 11:59 Pacific Standard Time on December 4th. Whatever guilds are in the top 20 at that time, they're going to take them, and each, I guess, people from those guilds are eligible to make a template for PvP in addition to the ones they already have. And I imagine what they're going to do is they're going to have several templates where they're, like right now, how they have, you know, they have a Minion Master template, and they have, I think they have a Paladin, which is the Warrior Monk. I haven't really checked it out too much, but anyway, then what's going to happen is the player community will vote on this and see which ones they want as PvP templates. I think that's a pretty good idea. I don't know. I used a template one time for PvP when I first started, and I didn't have any level 20 characters, which I guess is good. You know, kind of your way to get your hands wet a little bit in PvP, just to kind of see what it's like. Now whenever I do it, I use my Warrior Monk. He's just got a lot more things than I could put on a template character. Plus, correct me if I'm wrong, but somebody once told me, and I don't know if this is rumor or what, I haven't found anything else out about it, but someone told me that you can't resurrect templates. Like, if you're a template character, another character in your party can't resurrect you. I don't know. Somebody correct me on that. But other news, let's see, there's been a few other things that have been happening lately. Black dye has actually all the dyes, but mostly black and silver, have gone way up. Last night, black dye was at 9K. I think it went back down, but I think it's probably for the holiday weekend. A lot of people are playing this weekend. So, if you have your black dye, I guess this is the time to go ahead and sell it. Another thing I wanted to do, I have a lot of things, ideas still for this, for my website, for this podcast, and everything. You know, nothing's really been set in stone yet, like I said last time. So, you know, I'm still open for suggestions, whatever, but a few things that have been running through my head is, what I think is really cool about the whole Guild Wars community is the fan fiction. And I've noticed there's a lot of websites out there with, in their forums, they'll have a category for fan fiction, where it'll say, you know, you can submit your fan fiction there. And I've read a couple of these, and they are really interesting, and it's really cool to read it, you know, while knowing the background of the game and everything like that. For people who really know the game inside and out, and then you read this fan fiction, it's really interesting stuff because you can really visualize it. So what I wanted to do is I wanted to kind of make a compendium of fan fiction. And what I'm going to do is I want people to submit their fan fiction to me, and I'm going to make a page completely dedicated to Guild Wars fan fiction, because I've looked around and there's only, you know, there's fan fiction websites for online role-playing games, but there's a section for Guild Wars. And I want to make a whole page just for Guild Wars fan fiction. So you can go straight to this page, look it up by, maybe I'll do categories. I don't know, what maybe there could be like a pre-searing and post-searing, or maybe there could be broken down by class or something like that. I haven't really thought that all the way through yet, but I'd like to get people to submit their fan fiction to me. I could even read some of it on the podcast, and you know, if they need to give me permission and everything. But I think that would be a really good idea, and maybe I could have supplement episodes to Guildcast where I could just read a whole story, or possibly at the end of an episode I could read a whole story. I'm not sure. I haven't really thought that through yet, as you can tell. But my main point is I really want to get something revolving around the fan fiction. I really enjoy that stuff, and I really think that it should be out there more. And I'm going to probably email the people who have already submitted fan fiction to other websites and ask them what they would think about me putting this on my website. But other than that, I want to get to the scam warning segment of the show. And today what I'm going to talk about is the good old bait and switch. I don't know if any of you have ever fell for this, or maybe some of you have tried it before, I'm not sure, but basically what it is you get, players will, you know, they'll say they're buying or they're selling something, like say black dye, this is a really common thing. There's also something out there called black ink, and a lot of times people, what they'll do, you know, you get the trade window up, and they'll put the black ink up there, and they'll say it's black dye, and they'll, you know, black ink is a lot cheaper, it's like 200 gold, something like that, but they'll put the black ink up there and say it's black dye. And then you look at it for a second and you're like, oh, that's black dye. And then you put accept and, you know, you're screwed. Or people will put, I've had this happen to me where I've been trying to sell something, say for 100 gold, and somebody will put 10 gold. And then I'll say, you know, no, it's supposed to be 100. And they'll be like, oh yeah, sorry, my mistake. But, I mean, it could have been an honest mistake, but I think they were trying to, you know, pull one over on me, because that's pretty common where they leave a zero off or something like that. But basically what you need to watch out for is you need to put your mouse pointer over the item, make sure it's exactly what you want. You know, nobody's in a hurry. If they say, you know, hurry up, whatever, screw them. Make sure the price is right. Make sure everything is what you agreed on. And for those who aren't familiar with trading and all that, what you do is you bring an item. You open up the trade window, you click trade, it says this person would like to trade with you, view or reject, something like that. Click view, the trade window comes up. You drag your item from your inventory, you can't do it from storage, you have to bring it from storage to inventory, and then from inventory to the trade window. And in there you put submit offer. That'll let them see what you have. Then they do the same thing, they submit their offer, if you're trading items or money or whatever. Then once you can, you know that's exactly what you want, then you put accept. So it's kind of a good system where you can get the things up there. There's no, you know, you got to both hit accept for it to work, and it's a pretty good system. But that's just for people who aren't really sure about how that whole trade thing works out. I know when I first did it, I was really confused at it, and I put my item in there and sat there, and they'd be like, "Well, let me see it." I said, "Well, it's right there," because I was a noob. But hopefully this show will help you be less of a noob. That's my goal. So, other than that, like I said, there really hasn't been any updates lately. They did make an update for the upcoming Japanese beta test, so that should be interesting. But other than that, there's not really too much other news concerning the game. I think last time I talked a little bit about my characters, and, you know, I'm not really talking about my characters to brag about them, but just kind of keep up an update in case anybody's interested and anybody wants to say hi to me in the game. But again, my name on there, my warrior's name is Walmart Special. I get a lot of comments about that. It's actually funny because people are like, "Why don't you take the game seriously? That's such a stupid name." But then there's the people who, you know, they get it. they laugh at it. They think it's funny. And that's all it's really supposed to be. It's just supposed to be having fun in the game. That's what the game's all about. And my other characters, I have BBQ Ribs. She's a necromancer. I believe she's level 12 now. I haven't really played with her too much, because I've been playing with my monk, Priestess Julie is her name. I think she's level 16 now. I just got her up to level 16 today. This weekend, boy, I think I've played Guild Wars probably 2 full days out of the 4-day weekend. So that's basically where I'm at right now. Anybody, like I said, before, anybody wants to say hi and you need one extra guy in your team, whatever, look me up. Let me know you listen to the show and everything, and I'd really get a kick out of that. But you can go ahead and email me at sean@guildcast.com. Check out the website, www.guildcast.com. Tell your friends, tell your guildmates all about guildcast.com. Till next time, this is Sean signing off.